Welcome to the teaching, purpose discovery, and prophetic ministry of Reverend Femi Akinola, commissioned by God with a mandate to deliver the oppressed and afflicted, and help guarantee the fulfillment of their God-ordained purposes through the unveiling of the mysteries of God's kingdom. Be richly blessed.
Okay, so we want to do something very powerful today, and I call it a breaking satanic or contrary seal. Breaking satanic or contrary seal. And I'd like you to please follow me, because you will pray. You will pray. You will pray. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 21 to 22. I told you several times, Satan is a copycat. Everything Jesus did, everything God did, he copied it in a wicked way. Look at it now, but it is God who confirms and makes us steadfast, establishes us, enjoy fellowship with them in Christ, and has considered us and anointed us, enduring us with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Verse 22, please. You are not reading with me. Go. He has also appropriated and acknowledged us as his. The owner of something is the one that put a seal there. You can't put a seal on what is not yours, on what is not your dog. He has acknowledged us as his by putting, oh my God, a seal upon us. So this mystery of the seal was started by God. After God created you, he put a seal. He has appropriated and acknowledged us as his. You are God's own. Look at me. You are not the devil's own. You are not the own of a witchcraft or marina. Someone say, Jesus owns me. Say, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Say, let me hear you now. And he put a seal upon my life. Bible says, giving us the Holy Spirit in our heart as a security. Oh my God. Deposit and guarantee of the fulfillment of his promise. Lift up your hands to that Bible passage as a shower titty prayer upon your life very quickly. Any seal that is not of God upon your life, they are broken this morning. You come to church, you go to the form. You come to church, you go to the form. Not the form for church. I say any seal of witchcraft, a seal of marine, seal of darkness that you are carrying everywhere. You are even carrying wig on top of seal. Oh, you are even doing shakara, toto gaga on top of seal. I command that seal contrary to be broken now in the name of Jesus. Every seal of this is how you will die. Every seal of Nairu, now we get him. Every seal of Nami, Bonam, anything I feel do, nothing will happen. Every seal of I've married you, I can kill you. I command the seal to break over your life now in the name of Jesus. If you are one of them, I pray for now, shout seven amen and pack your blessings. One, two, four, five, six. The original purpose of a seal, please sit down, is to authenticate a document. Every owner of a particular thing, property, document, can put a seal on it. The enemy now has stolen this from the kingdom of darkness and is using it against the Son of God. Somebody, I pray for you today. You are going to escape that seal, contrary seal, today in the name of Jesus Christ. And one of the biblical meaning that we are going to be looking here now is when the seal is upon a matter, it makes it very difficult to steal. Make it very difficult to escape. Yeah. It makes it unavailable to be used. It's only for the owner to use it. Whatever that is using you apart from God, whoever is parasiting on your life, today they die by fire. Come, I want to show you something. You understand now? Revelation chapter 5, verse 2 to 5. Follow me. I want to show you something. And I saw a mighty angel ask with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the scroll, look at it, and break his seal. Are you still with me? Are you still with me? Verse 3 now. No one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was able to break, to open this roll or look inside it. Verse 4. I cried hard. Can you imagine? Before a seal can be broken, there is going to be a push. There's going to be traveling. He said, I travail, I cry hard. You don't form when you want to break a seal, because the owner of the seal has put it, because there is a leg back in the realm of the spirit. Any bullshit they have done to tie you down, today they are neutralized by the blood of Jesus. I cry hard because no one was found worthy to open the scroll or look into it. Verse 5. Let me look at it. Then one of the elders said to me, stop crying. Today God will comfort you. He said, and look, the one who is called for the Lion of the tribe of Judah and the King of David's great descendant has won the victory. He said he will open the scroll and his seven seals. Not only one. So somebody can carry 7, 3, 4, 5 seals. It is my prayer for you today that anything that is not of God in your life that you are crying about, you shall be delivered from them in the name of Jesus. Now listen to me. Many lives have been sealed up. When the police or government seal a place, they will put something there to show that they have sealed the place. If they burn you well, go and open the place if you will not hear well. Many lives have been sealed up, so they are just wandering in the dark because their life has been sealed by the wicked. A seal, a spiritual seal, make a document and make a life to become powerful, terrible. That document can go into obscurity, can go into secrecy. That document is backed by law, if it is physical, and if it is spiritual, it's backed by spirit. Anything they are using to back your locking up today, that thing catch fire in the name of Jesus. Spiritual seal is unsealed to the physical eyes, except your man of God can see into the realm of the spirit, or God opens somebody's eyes to see it. A seal is what people carry about and make their life very, very terrible. Anybody here living a life that is hard today, the Lord deliver you in the name of Jesus. See, let me make it practical to help you now. When somebody is sick, follow me. You understand it now, quickly. And they are carrying a person from place to place, and they don't see solution. I'll tell you the reason. The reason why they don't see solution and the doctor will be getting is because there is a department in darkness where they operate on seals. When the seal is placed on the health of that person, not on earth will they see solution. They will operate, they don't go see them. They don't go see them. Why? Because seals are operated in secrecy. They make matters to become mysterious. They make healing to become mysterious. They make life to become mysterious. Look at me. When matters become very hard, when issues become very, very terrible, look no further. Attack seal. When everybody is doing well around you and every attempt for you to prosper doesn't work, and you can't find the reason, when you cannot find the reason for your suffering, when you cannot find the reason for your sickness, look no further. Attack the seal. Connect here. Let me pray for you. Any seal of darkness in your life, be looking at me. I will still pray for you. Let that seal break by fire in the name of Jesus. The Bible says in 1 John 5:19, and we know we have God. We know we have God. But you see this world, Bible says they lie in wickedness. Every wickedness of the wicked on your life that made your life to be complicated, that made your life to be tough. Somebody was telling me, he said, it's the one that will arrange document for people to travel. Anytime you want to go, they will not give visa. I said, because there is a label, there is a seal on your life. Very saucy boy. He said, wait till me seal again. And he walked out of my office. What is my problem? It's 12 years now. He now came back and said, sir, you talk about seal that time. I won't break them now. I said, you waited for 12 years. Suffering will not fit you. I said, yeah, suffering will not be your portion. What is the purpose of a seal? I want us to pray. It is to identify a target. You see, darkness, they have their seal. When they put on somebody's life, person will get eyes on that, they put seal on this guy. The seal of marine, the seal of witchcraft, the seal of herbalist. Anywhere the person can say it's our meat, in our own. So every brand has a seal. You will not become a brand of darkness. Oh my God. So identify a thing, a target, a place. Put a seal there. What's the purpose of a seal? It's for easy attack. When a seal is on your body and it's not a seal of God, anything can happen to you. They say, now our own. That one, we don't catch them already in our own. Yeah. Please, if you sleep and you wake up with mark on your body, look at me. I lie not to you because I will give account to God. What you are seeing is a seal. That keep in view, we are coming to attack him soon. You wake up with marks on your body. And you still have the guts to eat porridge that day. Ah, you woke up with a seal, mark on your body. And you still have the guts to eat macaroni. What's the purpose of a seal? To make solution very difficult. Many. To make rising difficult. When a seal is upon a person's life, until the seal is broken, that person will live a life of pain. Have you not seen gifted people, talented people, and still they are suffering because there is a seal upon their life? It is your duty to pray today as we cry together, whether the seal is family seal, whether it's personal seal. Oh my God, you will break them off today in the name of Jesus. Also, a seal to prevent somebody from entering. When a place is sealed, you can't enter. Except there is just fake people that come and see the place. If it's government that seal the place, enter, let them catch you. They will jail you, they will forget you in the place. And likewise, spiritually, when a lady's life is sealed, no man will marry him. No man will marry her. When a man's life is sealed, be handsome to death, no woman will marry you. Why? Because that life is sealed. Can I pray for you? Let me see your hand connected here. Any part of your life that is sealed, Jehovah, your maker, deliver you by fire. Let me show you dimensions. Dimensions and type. Dimensions or types of seals. There are economic or financial seals. They can seal off somebody's finance. Just so that after a particular transaction, you have not seen money for weeks. You have not seen money for months. Money used to flow into your hands before. But everywhere block, look at me, there might be a seal. Stretch your right hand. I want to pray. Any seal upon your finance, I command them to break now. You are supposed to say, man, I say, I command them to break now. I'm praying for you. I command them to break now. In the name of Jesus. It's very good. Dimensions of seal. So they can put a seal on somebody's finance. They can put a seal on somebody's marriage. She will be fine. Very beautiful. Very pretty. And no man will talk to her. Do you know why? And anybody that wants to talk to her, they will talk to her. They will use her and leave her. Because there is a marital seal. Anywhere they take the name of the girl to, they will tell her, Mafel, don't marry her. Don't marry her. There's something on her body. Now seal there on her body. Any single lady here that they have put a seal on your life, I command the seal, not in my name, but in the name of Jesus, sir. Let that seal, marital seal upon your life, break by fire in the name of Jesus. That's a business seal. You put on the person's business. The person will do. I had to tell a particular brother, he's in Holland. I said, give me the names of your company. And when he gave to me, this guy has connected so many people with the mass of Nigeria, NSA, all of them. But once it's time to pay him, they will not pay him anything. I said, this is what you are going to do. Send me the name. So we check the name. We check the color because every person has his color. Look at me. Every person gets his what? Then. Isn't it? This what you do this one again. If you like, take it. If you like, take it. But listen to me today. Écoutez-moi. MTN gets his color. SMB gets his color. You think it's a joke? Did they change the color? FCMB here, go to America, ICMB is like that. You think they don't have sense? Children of darkness are intelligent. Even as I'm talking now, you are still doing inyemu, inyemu. Your nose is not stable as I'm preaching. Put your nose in one place. I'll be your papa. Look, for everything I preach, I'm going to receive judgment. Bible says judgment starts from the church. Why? Because people can be manipulated. I fear God to make heaven. Everybody has his color. You don't know? You just start a business. You just put yellow, yellow, yellow color. You don't ask anything. The unbeliever will ask before they start. So I told him, give me the names. And he said he has registered 3 companies, and I look at all of them. And I said, you know what? All these 3 companies, forget about them. He said, what? I said, you are going to open another one. And when you want to take picture now, do the picture like this. Don't snap like this, snap like this. And the wife said from this, he said, ah, sir, that will be difficult. I said, then this conversation is over. That's what I told them to do. And when they were ready, they said they are ready. They opened another business name. And in 6 months, the company started making it. Why? There was a seal on that business. And I don't have time because breaking it, it's going to be one shake back. The person that did it was his own elder sister. She did it and died with it. What kind of word is this, Seth? And he's the one taking care of that woman and her children. Still, I don't get. Why now we can sorry, tell you people. Why are people wicked like that? Your younger brother, he's the one taking care of everything. He's the one taking care of you. Sent all your children abroad. Did everything. Now you put a seal on his business. Stretch your hand. Let me pray for you. I'm not in very good mood with Satan today. So if you are Satan brother, avoid me. I pray for you right now. Any business of yours that they place a seal on, let their sin shatter in the name of Jesus. Look at me, look at me. The people you are helping, and they say, why must she be richer than us? Why must he be richer than us? Why is that he's the only one giving us money? When are we going to give him money too? I command their seal, oh my God, their label over your life to break in the name of Jesus. If you are the one I pray for, shout till the amen and pack your blessings. Sit down, but don't go down with your life. Dimensions of seal. There's governmental seal. I'm saying again, when government puts a seal on something, government can, they can tell you that that account, you're not going to take money again. It's government. So, there's political seal. You want to enter politics? Have you prayed? Have you found out? So many of your senators, and this thing I meet, and when they come to meet me, I tell them, you are not going to enter. You will enter. Some will hate me. What's my problem? You are not going to enter. Why? It's not your time. You will enter. Go and do this. One, the Lord said, go to your state, village, and build a mansion there. Then, don't be. No, you be intelligent. You want to join politics, you did not find out, just enter. They will just use you. Look at me. You take all your politicians, I say, oh, 85% to 90% of your politicians, I think they are ordinary. They get something when they back them up. You are sleeping from 11. They didn't sleep till next morning. That's how they get to meeting and they are sleeping. They are tired. They've been places. If you want me to continue, shout hallelujah. There's industrial seal. There's professional seal. You are a professional. You are gifted. You are so intelligent. But they put a seal on that part of your life. Our God is a deliverer. And if the wicked knows how to tie, our God knows how to loose. So today, not in my name, but in the name of Jesus, you are loosed by fire. And finally, bodily seal. They put a seal on people's body. I've seen handsome boys smelling like shit. I've seen beautiful women smelling like goat. Because there's a seal on their life. I've seen ladies marry 4 times. Because there's a seal on her life. Yeah? and they'll be married and married because there's a seal on their life. Can you please do like this? Any seal of darkness in your body? Without negotiation, I command that seal to break now in the name of Jesus. I say any seal of darkness in any part of your body, today, right now, not in my name, in the name above every other name, let that seal break in the name of Jesus. You are the one I pray for, shout a big amen in the name of Jesus. Sit down, but don't go down in your life. One of my sons want to do business. I told him, when you want to do any business, let me know all the names of who you want to do it. So he came with five names with himself, and we started moving. And he said, sir, this one, now my party. And I said, have you noticed that this party, anytime it's anywhere around your business, it doesn't work? He said, it's true. I said, so what you are going to do is, because he's a good man, don't let him evolve. Anytime you want to go, don't let him go. You go. Come back and settle him. But he was sentimental. I've told you several times in life, don't be sentimental. Are you listening to me now? Sentiment is not good. And he was going, years. He now said, this is where Reverend talk. So he went, he did the business, and he made 12 million. Did another one, and she was sharing the friend. Friend now said, he'd be like, anytime you go alone, the team they click on. He said, yes. He said, maybe I should not be following you again. Now the friend now tell him. He said, one pastor tell me. He said, you are wicked. He said, God will punish you. You did not tell me. The man knew that he had a problem. I'm praying for you. I said, I pray for you. I said, I pray for you. Any seal on your life that is not from God, return back to sender in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Deliverance has started. Everybody pray for 1 minute after me. Every owner of people, Lord. 1 minute, every owner of people, Lord. Take back your load by fire. You have 1 minute to settle that. Go ahead. If you like, be looking at me. Honor people, Lord. Carry your load. And they pray here. Seconds more to pray. Oh, now we will look. Oh, now we will look. Oh, now we will look. You have 10 seconds. Oh, my God, look at this. You have 10 seconds more to pray. Oh, now we will look. Somebody say, carry your load. Somebody say, carry your load, carry your load, carry your load, carry your load. Somebody say, carry your load. Oh God, you are coming. Carry this load, my friend. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Please, you may be seated. Congratulations. 13 people have been delivered. See, when there is a satanic seal on your life, look at me, it makes prophecy not to come to pass. Prophecy just will go like that. You will travel, the person will go travel. You will marry, man, the person will go marry. And you will do well, become good. Why? Because there is a seal in your life. It will not follow you home. Did you say amen? I said it will not follow you home. Okay, let me show you this before we round off. Function of a seal. I just give you one. Get your Bible. Jeremiah 32 verse 9 to 14. So the Bible knows about it. Jeremiah 32. So it serves as a witness and evidence. Look at it. A seal serves as witness and evidence. And I bought the field that was in Anatot from Hanamel, my uncle's son, and weigh out for him the money. Those days they used to weigh the money. 17 shekels of silver. The Bible is so detailed. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Next verse. And I signed the deed. And did what? And did what? Why? Because he has bought it. Oh. Anyone we don't buy you. Anyone we don't buy you. And you don't see the sin and me get him. Be careful, people sin and me get him. Today you are delivered from their hands. And I call witnesses and weigh out for him the money on the scales. Next verse. So I took the deed of the purchase, both that which was sealed, containing the terms and conditions. So there's a terms and condition of putting a seal on somebody's body. There are terms and conditions break over your life today. And the copy which was unsealed. We are still going to verse 14. Are you ready for this? Verse 12. Come on. And I gave the purchase deed. What is happening here? What happened? Have we read that one? Take it back. No, Joro. And I gave the purchase deed to Baruch, son of Neriah, the son of Messiah, in the sight of Hanamel, my uncle's son, and the witness who signed the purchase deed in the presence of all the Jews who were sitting in the court of God. Verse 13. Will you please read with me? Where are you going now? And I charged Baruch before them, saying, verse 14 now, thus said the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, take this deed, both this possessed deed, which is sealed, and this unsealed deed, and put them in an earthen vessel, that they may last. When a seal is upon something, it there are witnesses and evidence. Any reason they have to tie you today, that reason is neutralized by the blood. He said it has been sealed, it's going to last for a very long time. Somebody can be sealed up forever till the person dies. Somebody say, God forbid. So they use a seal to lock up the entrance, to lock up a body, lock up a life, lock up industry, lock up destiny. Oh my God. Whatever has been locked up in your life by satanic seal today, receive deliverance. Okay, what can be sealed? Pay attention to this one because we are going to pray on them one by one. What can be sealed? Health can be sealed. Somebody you know now today that wants issues, health, matters are complicated. Look at me. There is a seal. You have used all the medicals. You have used all the alternatives. And the person is not healed. So the doctor has said, I don't understand. Look at me. There is a word. A seal. So health can be sealed. Opportunity can be sealed. You're surprised. Somebody, before I finish this one, another one is coming. Before I say another one is coming, another person. No data for yo-yo. Why? Because they have sealed their personal position. A license can be sealed. Are you there with me? Office can be sealed. The body of a man can be sealed. Look at me. A brain can be sealed. That brain will never think anything good. The only thing you'll be thinking is woman or man. Then it will never think on how to make money. The brain will not generate any single income. I told you this and I lie not. From primary 6, Pastor said, I started making money. From my 4, I started making money. And I told you how I did it. Should I tell you again? Maybe you have forgotten. I told you how I did it. I didn't steal it. I went to my headmaster. In this school, they are speaking vernacular. because my father took me from international school to a public school then, because they said, if you are not in public school, you will not get into secondary school. Yes. So the school was Bishop Oluwole Memorial. And in that school, there are three schools, Holy Trinity and All Saints. Three schools in one compound. Very big. So I went to my principal, my headmaster, Odumayo, that this thing, vernacular, too much in this school. He said, but someone do it. I said, let every class choose a captain. And anybody that speaks Yoruba or vernacular should pay. So all children, nobody speaks vernacular again. Excuse me, sir. Yeah, I will go to the toilet. Broken is still permitted. But Yoruba, let's know. And all class captain will bring the money to me at the end of the day. Excuse me, can I be feeding people and I will not eat? That was 4.5. So every Friday, all meat pie. They are shared to all teachers. The teachers are settled, so nobody's asking how much I was making. And every mountain, I give my headmaster, go and report me. That was in primary school. So, when your brain cannot generate what will sustain you, look at me, something is wrong. Put your hand on your head. Let me pray for you. Have you put it here? If your head is too big, use your two hands to carry. May your brain generate what will sustain you. They are not ready. Let me come here. I said, may your brain. God gave you brain so that he can rest. May your brain generate what will make you great in the name of Jesus. May your brain generate what you will give to your children in the name of Jesus. If you are the one I pray for, shout 7 amen and pack your blessings. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Sit down. When I got to secondary school, I started the class. I looked for the best. I was best in chemistry. So I looked for best in physics, best in biology, best in accounting, and I started lesson secondary school. Students, there is a lesson after school, and we don't pay out in the month. After the month, we pay every day. So your food money, you pay every day. So the day you don't have money, don't come to lesson. And at the end of the day, I pay all my classmates secondary school, university. I started writing programs at a year one, year two, because I read computer science. Don't ask me how I make money now. It's a mystery. So what I'm teaching you is practical. You don't depend on people. Depend on people. You are not a wife. You are a man especially. You depend on people for the rest of your life. Something is wrong. There is a seal on your life. Now today it will break. Your amen is provoking me. All. Now today it will break in the name of Jesus. Asking for one, something is wrong. Let me continue. I'm talking about what can be sealed. I say, body can be sealed, company can be sealed, a brain can be sealed, license can be sealed. You don't forget that one. A womb can be sealed. Your husband will sleep with her, touch her, you know, go walk because the womb is sealed. A heart can be sealed, blood can be sealed. A progress can be sealed. The purpose of that is that the person will not see it. It's just there, just lingering. Health can be sealed. Any part of your life that is sealed. Career can be sealed. Deliverance has come. I'm not hearing deliverance has come. I'm not hearing deliverance has come. Somebody was going to church, I know what, he works with a big senator. And the senator, at the end of the day, after they have gone away, he said, sit down. They will drink, and the man said, sir, give me the money. Let me say, he said, don't forget about your children. Let us drink. And every day we'll drink. You will get home, no money for the family. Somebody sent it to China. I said, you are there is a seal on your life. He will not give you cupboard until the sick city broken. Tell him to excuse you for 2 weeks that you want to pray. The man said he can't. Tell him to excuse for 1 week. I said, stay and pray. He prayed. The man saw him and said, I think I've been cheating you. I should help you. Oh God, I should help you. My house that is at Mwe, do you like it? He said, I love it. Ah, any part of your life that has made people not to give what is yours, today receive deliverance. Indication of a seal. How do you know? Seal day your life. Avenues of help, all of them block. Helpers are giving excuse. Helpers are hating you. It's not them. You are being accused falsely. No, be them. There is a seal. I want to pray for you. Today is 4th of December. Your deliverance has started. You are potential. You are talented. You are gifted. And still your life is hard. There is a seal. Your healing is not coming. Your disease is not going. Your health is a mirage. Still there your life. I'm telling how you will know. They teach the student. Teach them. You know, understand. Still there that head. My pastor took his daughter to Togo. Is it Togo? Togo. And the girl came back. The girl doesn't know shishi again. So I said, bring her. Bring biro. Bring pencil. And I spoke with the girl. I said, come and sit on my laps. Take pencil. Start writing. 2 times 2. He said, 4. The boy shouted. I said, the seal is broken. Take her away. Anybody here, because you are looking at me, you are looking at Jesus. The seal in your life breaking out by fire. In somebody's life, sickness, go and come. There's a seal. They promise you, they don't do it. There's a seal. And they hope, don't worry, everything is sealed. We have finished everything. When it's time to deliver, they're not going to give you because there's a seal. But there's a seal. Opportunities are scattered. There's a seal. See, in life, you don't fold your hands. So, you know what to do. Then, why can't you do prayer? Why can't you follow prophetic instructions? Pray. Pray away nonsense from your life. See, after me, my deliverance has started today. How is he laid down? How then they do them? How is he implemented? How then they do them? I will teach you. Number one, they go on altar to do it. They just put seal on somebody. There's an altar. There are witnesses of spirit. I just show you now. There's a witness. There are witnesses of spirit. There are evidences. But I say, for we are surrounded by what? So great cloud of witnesses. And likewise, they go to altar. Whoever is going to altar to seal up your life. Am I permitted to pray like this? If you know go verse, let them run mad. How then they do them? They carry sacrifice. Simply they tell you to give in your church. You say, no, I can't give any money. Honest pastor, I cannot enrich them. See now this one is selling us and is making money. Somebody will now make money out of me. They carry sacrifice. I told you several times, anything you are giving, once cannot buy you 1 meal, at least a day meal. Sorry, a morning or afternoon meal is not good for you. Step up your game. How did they do them? They go to altar. How did they do them? They carry sack, big one. How did they do them? They plant charms. Some of you, they plant charm on your chair. They plant charm in your office. They plant charm in your building. Yes. And once the charm is there, the woman was building a house in Songo, and the house was no more being built again for 6-7 years. And they came and they said they want to sell it. I said, do you really want to sell it? He said, they want to sell it. No, don't sell it. Let's start building back then. Carry the sand. They brought the sand. Take a handkerchief. Go and bury the handkerchief there. And he said, no, we don't bury anything. I said, shut up! Go and bury the handkerchief, my friend. I gave you a handkerchief. No, would you bring the handkerchief? You don't bury anything. Now, who might be? I said, make you go bury. They buried the handkerchief there, and the bed came out of the land. Can you imagine? How they do them? Stretch your hand, let me pray for you. Anybody here that they put charm on your life? Any charm you have sat on? You know how many times they put charm on my chair? Useless people. You know how many times they put charm on my chair? Since you just sat there. Every operator of charm in your life, shall go on exile in the name of Jesus. How did they implement them? How did they implement them? By giving you incense gift. Gift, you know gift now? Maybe you like gift. I've told you several times, when people give you gift, it's not your husband, it's not your boyfriend, it's not, ask, what is this thing for? What is this thing for? I told you, you want to do marriage, make sure you don't use your hand to collect those gifts, and make sure your pastor is very strong. After marriage, let your pastor go there and pray on those gifts. I told you about my own. I'm not going to story now because time is going. I want us to pray. People are going to work by 9. So through enchanted incense gift, gift where they don't put something, and you will put the gift in your house. You put the gift on your neck. You put, Jesus. Any gift that is used to seal up your destiny. Any gift that be used to lock up your life. Now I pray for you. And I pray from my heart to you. I pray by the reason of the oil on my head. Today, that gift is neutralized by fire in the name of Jesus. And I've taught you several times. The day they give you the gift should not be the day you are going to use it. Especially if you cannot pray. And look at me, my dear. It's not every gift that belongs to you. Pray on the gift and share it. Not every gift belongs to you. Somebody say, I hear you. Yeah. I taught you again. You are believing God for a baby. The baby is coming. It takes 9 months before you're born. Not be so. Buy your baby gift. Let all the things your baby will use will be from who you first. Excuse me, be responsible. Say, my uncle will buy gifts for you. Or buy clothes for your children. The first clothes you use in life is only God that knew who bought it for your parents. And they put it on your body. Ignoramus, parents. You can see that I'm not the kind of pastor people will like. They can never like me. Everything. They even brought you bangles as a child. They put it on your hand. Everything family bring, you put it on your children's body. It's from your auntie. And unfortunately, if you can pray, it would have been good. At least, You can pray. You can pray for 5 minutes. Every gift must be used. Eat the bread cake, you will eat it. Even the carton of cake, you will eat everything, you will use it. You are not coming to church. You are the Lord that changed. You are not changing. Your stomach did not change. Incense gift. The gift they gave to me when I was in wedding, I told you. The work clock that was going anti-clockwise. The gift they gave to me, and I did 3 days dry with it together. On Wednesday, I said, go, so that you will have strength on Thursday. Huh? They sent to me a plate that they have used, and they wrap it inside box. What's that? They want me to beg for food, eh? Do I look like somebody like that? I want Mali. What's a Mali in English? Bastard. Eh? That's what they laugh for my gift. And you know what? I did not touch the gift that day. We went on honeymoon. I came back. By the time I was coming back home, Pastor Reverend Alabi was home with me. After I finished praying, Calvin was with me. I now enter into spirit. And I started opening it one by one. I started speaking in tongues. I saw the word. The clock that go like this. It's not going normal. It's going So what are they telling me? As I've seen like that, that means the life of their children and generation should be going anti-clockwise. These are the things I've seen in my life. I did pray for all my children. You will not go through that bullshit in the name of Jesus. Since you pray, you cannot pray. The only thing that is in your head is that chakra. It's not the thing of nowadays. The only thing that is in that chakra, nothing in your head. So you pray, you can't pray. Pray even in church. Pray for 2 minutes. Father, Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. What happened? That is not saying Jesus' mighty name. 3 minutes you can pray. 3 minutes you can speak in tongues. Let's lock the door now. Everybody stay here. Let's speak it up for 1 hour. People will be farting. They won't pray. Because we are so carnal. And this world is a wicked world. I open the second one. So 2 empty plates with food that they have eaten out of it, and 1 with stupid handkerchief. I will now carry the handkerchief I'll be using, because I've not seen handkerchief before in my life. Today, your deliverance starts. You are holding him again. Today, your deliverance starts. How did they do them? Through food. How did they put seal on person? Through food. And you cannot stop telling people, okra is my favorite. Okra is my favorite. Okra is my favorite. That is why all your life is slippery. Anytime I see Ofe Sala, I can eat it in a dream. That's why your home has met you. Ofe Weri, Ofe Kalaba, you will eat it. Ask her, I don't have favorite drink. I don't have favorite food. Anything on the table, I will finish it. So they can put themselves like, buy food. And I taught you several times, once God is helping you, once you are becoming great in life, stop going to a restaurant to eat again. They will mark you. Send somebody to go and buy the food. Nobody knows who is the person. They will not mark the person. Eat your food there. But then now when you park your car. Hello, you have come, sir. Commissioner, sir. You have come, sir. Welcome, sir. You sat down. You are eating. Thereby, that's how you will eat scorpion. That's how you eat goat. Your stomach is swelling up. Your stomach is swelling up. The beginning of problem. Deliverance has come today. How then they put seal on somebody like true dream? The last thing that happened in your dream should be noted. If you fail in the dream, you fail in life. You beg in the dream, you beg in life. You die in the dream, you die in life. What happened in your dream should not be played with. Especially the last one that happened. You are still in the dream. Don't joke with it. Stretch your hand here. Let me pray for you. I know you are going to office. I'll release you now. Every seal that comes from your dream today, Jesus set you free by fire. Your amen is not good. Jesus set you free by fire. I'm not hearing. Jesus set you free by fire. If you are the one I'm praying for, let me hear. Let us amen in the name of Jesus. How then they do them? Through curses. You have parents that curse. You have uncle that curse. Do you know what that they do to them? I separate myself from them. But as you have parents that curse, I separate myself. I take care of them from far. I separate myself from them. Stop sentiment. Curse, don't be joke. When somebody is cursing you, it will come to pass. It will come to pass, except you do something about it. So when a curse is released, it goes as a seal. Any curse on your head, Bible says a curseless shall not come. So I pray for you today. Bible says again that Christ has delivered you from the curse of the law. Be made a curse, for it is written, curse the any man that hang on a tree, so the best of ever can come to the Gentile. Any curse on your life, today, let them shatter and break in the name of Jesus. I taught you, I'm praying for you. Let them break by fire in the name of Jesus. How do I break this seal? Number 1, run to Jesus. How do I break this seal? Run to who? At your age, you are still sending money to them in your village. Bring the money to church. Bring the money on the altar here. Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. Whosoever cometh to him, run to Jesus. Sare wasoda olubala. Sare wasoda olubala kaka. Sare wasoda olubala. We don't hear it again. Sare wa ome. Run to Jesus. Thank God I know Jesus. The curse I receive in life, the threat I receive in life, let the rock of ages stand between you and all your enemies in the name of Jesus. How do I break this curse? How do I break the negative seal of darkness? By insight, by revelation, by observation. Look at your life. Look at your life. Things are not fine. And you are packaging. What are you packaging? January, February, March, every May. The same pattern. Forget packaging. Face reality. By revelation, check your dreams. Your dream is a pointer to what is happening in your life. How do I break it? Through pronouncement of the word, either Rhema or Logo. In the beginning, it's God. In the beginning, it's the word. The word became flesh. Then, so mightily grew the world and it prevailed. God cannot do anything without the word. Oh, he honors his word more than his name. So when the word is coming like this, something happens if you are serious. Your seal is broken. How do I break the seal? Through prayer of agreement. Prayer of agreement. Bible says, where two or three are gathered together. He says there. He says there. God is there. God is here. He will fight for you. In the name of Jesus. How do I break this? The Bible says, by the reason of anointing, the yoke shall be broken. Yes. You can break it through anointing. Not just anointing oil, but anointed proclamation and word. That's why you don't joke with the words and the prayer of your pastor. Every service is for somebody. May this service be for you in the name of Jesus. How do I break the seal? Something happened on those days. A woman offended the husband. This woman, God has blessed her so much, and this woman built several houses. And this woman sells firewood. It's a popular story. My uncle told me the story. And this woman, she sells firewood. Firewood now. And people come to buy from everywhere. So I don't know what she did to the husband. And the husband said, for all the places you have been honored, you are going to be dishonored. For all the places you have driven a car, you will trek. For all the places they have given you money, you will beg. And the woman said, it's a lie. It's because you are a poor man. And like joke, within 2 months, she started selling all her properties. First house, second house, third house, fourth house, fifth house, sixth. All the investments she made in life. Then she knew she would pray. Then she started praying. She started praying. As we pray today, it's my prayer. The Lord will deliver you. Let me tell you a particular seal that is more dangerous. The seal of, look at him. Look at this. Look at this. This Pastor Paul, let's say it's my son that I gave birth to. And I said, instead for him to prosper, make him die. Make a papa die. Say like that. The father will say, mother will say, now my baby, now my pikin. And the thing we are doing on our body, instead for that thing to break, make them die. Any seal that goes to human being. Have you prayed for you? Okay, you don't want, don't worry. You the fear. You know why you the fear? The woman and the daughter came to the house. Was doing fellowship then. Listen to this one. And the woman was crying, let me pray for my daughter. Because she's supposed to be married. You will not believe it, but I'll tell you. So as I prayed, the Lord said, are you blind? Now she is saying, no, go marry. So I said, girl, go outside. I want to talk to mommy. So I said, mommy, the Lord said I should beg you. I said, mom, I said, the Lord said I should beg you. I was 26 years when this thing happened. I'm not 30 again. I'm not 40. I'm not 50. So I'm telling you now. So I went. I brought it and I said, mama, please forgive her. You know what she told me? She said, she can never marry. But she brought her. So I said, please forgive her. Say, instead there for her to marry, that she will die. I begged and begged. So I told the girl, come, what did you do to your mother? I said, what are you talking about? My mother gave me the car I'm using. My mother gave me the job I'm doing. My mother connected me. So your mother said, you're not going to marry you. I said, yes. What are you marrying for? Since your father left, it's me and you. You don't have to marry. Don't worry. And you are so stingy. You don't know how to give somebody money. I said, mommy, what am I going to do? You have everything in the world. And the Lord said, you will marry next year. And that is the day this woman will die. It happened in Ejigbo. I will not mention the church again. I don't want wahala. This Ejigbo here. She married in next year. And that was the day. It's a popular thing. That was the day. As she was marrying Ejigbo. In Ejigbo, I said again, the mother died. Connect to me. Let me pray for you. You don't look like this prayer. Man, no care. Now God send me any seal connected to human beings. That this time for them, this time for you to prosper. Say, make them die. Hey, make them die in the name of Jesus. Anything connected to life. Anything connected to your enemy's life. And they said, I will not let them go. They said, Pharaoh, let them go. See, I will not let him go. Every Pharaoh, I command them to go for you in the name of Jesus. If you are the one, I pray for shall seven amen and pack your blessings. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Sit down, but don't go down in your entire life. How do I break this seal? Run to your prophet. Your unbeliever asks Babalawo, why you don't get prophet? Look for one authentic one and stay with him. Tell him Nayo. The kings went to Elisha. By a prophet, they were brought out. By a prophet, and no matter what people say about men of God online, they are still men of God. Look for your own. Somebody say, I hear you. Look for your own. Look for your own. Why so much noise about men of God? Why can't we noise about Babalawo? Because they know through them something will happen. We know there are weary among them. But there are still ones that are sent to you. By a prophet you were preserved. Look for your own. How do I break this seal? And they teach you today, you don't go suffer like them in the name of Jesus. By receiving power of the Holy Ghost. Bible says, when anointing will come, he says your yoke shall be broken. Look at me. When you go into prayer, look at me. And you receive fire. As you receive fire in the altar. I'm not going to tell you. And most of my life I was on the mountain. Ask my brother. Most of my life, every holiday in university, I'm on the mountain. I'm on the mountain. So every calls from everywhere, Odeshi, you know they catch me. Calls of nakedness, you know they catch me. If you like, drink your whatever, you know you catch me. Then, you know you catch me, yo. Because I know the law. Receive what? Power. And you shall receive power when the Holy Ghost shall come upon you. The people that put the seal there, they contacted power. You to contact power, contact altar, do sacrifice. See, I hear you. Be smart. Look at what they are doing. If you are tired, shout hallelujah. Let me finish it now. How do I finish them? How do I break it? You to carry battle seed. You to carry seed of victory. A stingy man is a snare to his family. And they was crying in heaven. Revelation, we read together chapter 5, 7 and 12. Who will break this seal for us? Who will break this seal for us? And he came and took the book out of the hand of him that sat upon the throne. Verse 12. Let me put verse 12. Saying with a loud voice, what is the lamb that was slain to receive power, riches? Look at what happened. After the seal is broken, look at what happened. Power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and blessings. If you have not received Jesus in your life, look at, say with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb. Jesus is the Lamb. He's going to break your yoke. Hey, when? Hey, what? Rise upon your feet. Meet me at the altar. Meet me at this altar. Don't worry, your properties are safe. Meet me at the altar. They come. They come. They come. I should speak broken. Be coming. We have 10 to 7 minutes to pray. We now go pray. Come like this. Usher, pastor, put your eyes on all the brothers of people. Phone must not be lost. Copper must not be lost there. That's never happened here before. Stretch your hand. Say after me, say, my Father, I run to you today. I'm not hearing you. I'm not hearing you. Show me mercy. Pray that one very quickly now. Pray that one very quickly. Show me mercy. Show me mercy. Jesus never pray. Is anybody here or you are watching me on Twitter, on TikTok, on Instagram, Facebook, or you are here, you have not used Jesus Lord and Savior, you are here. Please, all you need to do, say this with me, say, Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. I am sorry. Save me. Jesus, come into my heart. Be the Lord and the Master over my life. Satan, I changed my mind. Jesus is now my Father. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Pray for all the people that said the prayer with me here, there. That today you are washed by the blood. Today you will not go back to your vomit. Today you are saved. And God is fighting your battles for you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Lord. Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Thank you, precious Lord. Please pray with me. Say, every seal of darkness over my life, break now by fire. Oh my God. Are you ready? So say after me. Say, every seal of darkness over my destiny, over my life. Somebody say, break by fire. Go ahead and pray like that. Somebody pray. Every seal of darkness. Break, break, break. Are you praying?
Praise Him, hallelujah. Praise Him, hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hey, somebody pray here.
Worthy is the Lamb.
Something is happening here.
Worthy is the Lamb.
Something is happening here.
Worthy is the Lamb. That's what I say. Praise Him, hallelujah. Praise Him, hallelujah. Praise Him, hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And the Lord said, you have hormonal disorder. Hormonal disorder. Because of the hormonal disorder, there's so much problem and sickness in your life. The Lord said, I have healed you. Thank you, precious Lord. Pray this one before you go home. Say, Jesus Christ. Say, the yoke breaker. Break my yoke. Say, Jesus Christ. The seal breaker. Break every demonic seal upon my life. Lift up your voice. Somebody pray in the name of Jesus. Somebody, I pray. Somebody, I pray. He's a seal breaker. He's a yoke breaker. Somebody, I pray. Break my yoke. 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 Satanic operation has been neutralized in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. What they put together to tie the children. What they put together to make the children delayed and wasted. Today, that thing scatter in the name of Jesus. The yoke they place on your life that you will be like your father, hey, I've been broken now in the name of Jesus. By fire in the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Lord. You pray this for 3 minutes and you pray together at the same time. After me, say, every seal of darkness on my life, every seal of darkness on my destiny, every seal of darkness on my health, on my finance. You have 3 minutes, so break by fire. Break by fire. Break by fire. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on. And then pray. Break, 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 break. They are breaking, they are breaking. Break, 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 break. We have 2 minutes more to pray. Hey, somebody pray. I don't pray, I don't pray. Pray. You have 1 minute more to pray. 1 minute. Over your health. Over your life. Every seal of that. Pray. break, 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 break. Today, let that wicked prophet of Allah let them run mad in the name of Jesus. You said you are not doing anymore, and the person you are dating put a seal on your life, nobody will marry you. Today, because you gave me to this auditorium, the seed of envy and jealousy they put on your life has been broken by fire in the name of Jesus. For you, it's not a joke. What they did with the hair, they ate your hair. Benny, they ate your hair. To destabilize your life, Akoma, right now, the Bible said he has swallowed down riches. He said, what is going to vomit it? So I come out right now. Whatever that is just has been swallowed, let them vomit in the name of Jesus. I have to do the Lord, so I should pray for you by myself. I shall pray for you. You are a great man, but you are struggling with drugs. Every time, struggling with drugs. Anybody understand my voice? Struggling with drugs. I command deliverance upon your life now in the name of Jesus. You are supposed to have traveled abroad. You even sing. Look at, but they block all your way to go. Okay. I collect the key that they used to lock you up. And I open that door for you right now in the name of Jesus. I'm still praying for you. Whatever they have done, I overturn against your enemies in the name of Jesus. Stretch your hand, hold the prayer in your hands. The seal they put on your head, on your hand, on your body, on anywhere, let the seal be neutralized now in the name of Jesus. They have stolen your identity. They took your identity. Man, so they took your identity. They took your identity. And they are using another person to haunt your children. And they say you are the one troubling them. So I decree right now, let every stolen identity be restored back in the name of Jesus. I'm praying on your hand now. Every seal that has made you not to collect what is yours. Financially, I command right now. The Lord says, took the first passport, the first, second passport, the first. Now you want to go and collect the next one. I command. Any embargo placed on your passport, let the embargo be broken now in the name of Jesus. I continue with the hand. I continue with the hand. Any embargo they place on your hand, the seal they place on your hand, that's made you to be limited financially, let the seal be broken right now in the name of Jesus Christ. At me before you continue. Open your eyes. In every family, there is a button. Close your mouth. And the button is when this person finishes, he gives. You will pray for 30 minutes. Any family button I have collected. Say, let me hear you now. I'm not saying it. Now, I taught you this something this year that you must do something your father did not do. And when I'm teaching you, think I'm saying it for myself. I'm blessed, you know it. With all the money that you have, your built house is a bit. I'll give you 16 cars. Beat my record and let me know. So, forget it. So, I'm teaching you now. Listen to me. what is the best your father achieved, you know what you are going to do? Beat his record. You know what? Once you beat his record, the baton is not in hand again. You have collected a new baton that you are going to give your children. Are you listening to me now? But if you don't even do up to his record, you see, I'm carrying the baton around. We want to pray. Say after me, every family baton. That's baton of failure. Baton. You know baton now. But it's not already late. My father wanted me to be a surveyor. He's a surveyor. What do you think I can do? God forbid. I will not be going from bush to bush. Me. I can find boy be in the bush. Are you ready to pray? Fine boy. Your father did not prosper. You will take it up to pray. You will not only prosper, you will succeed and excel in the name of Jesus. 3 minutes prayer. I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, I drop every family baton. Baton of failure. Baton of shame. I reject it. Lift up your voice. Do not go pray. Do not go pray. Somebody say, I drop it. Say, I reject it. Say, it's not my portion. Are you praying? Are you praying? Kept in a detention, you are on one spot for years today. Let the key of the room where they lock you open now. So let's see yourself back in the village. Let the key of your village where they tie you down open now for you in the name of Jesus. Now I continue with the prayer of baton. Anybody here that they have given you baton, baton of failure, baton of be as I be, baton of limitation, baton of excuses. Baton of poverty, baton of sickness, baton of shame, baton of embarrassment, baton of no success, baton of no breakthrough. I command today, let that baton that has been given to you catch fire in the name of Jesus. I'm praying for you. Let the baton which they give you, let them be roasted now in the name of Jesus. Anybody here that they tie down in a particular family, men. I'm not mentioning family again. I want to mention before, I'm not mentioning again. Whatever family you married into, and they tie you down there, let their walk, let their charm, let their sacrifice backfire in the name of Jesus. The Lord is changing your story from story to glory, from excuses to results. Oh my God. From poverty to excess in the name of Jesus. Every good thing you have lost in life, I decree they are restored back in the name of Jesus. Wherever you are, just mention your family name. Have you mentioned your family name? Any seal of darkness on your family name, I stand here as a father. I command it to be broken in the name of Jesus. May you now mention your own name. Have you mentioned your name? May you be the solution to your generation in the name of Jesus. I know the joke. I know the joke. I say, may you be the solution to your family and generation in the name of Jesus. Today I'm praying for you as a father and a priest. The Lord announce your glory and destiny in the name of Jesus. Says, and the heaven opened and said, this is my beloved son. So I pray for you. May God announce you where you have been relegated and mocked in the name of Jesus. any enemy growing with you. Amen. As you grow, they grow. Any problem growing with you. Today, I command them to be buried in the name of Jesus Christ. Any emblem. When you are coming, they say, she's coming to beg you. She's coming to beg you. She's coming to beg you. Any emblem. Any emblem. Any emblem. Any label of darkness in your life. Get ready. Let fire roast them now in the name of Jesus. I said again. I said, let fire roast them in the name of Jesus. Anybody sick here? Anybody sick here? Sickness in your body. Sickness in your bones. Sickness in your blood. Today, let sickness be terminated in the name of Jesus Christ. They wrote your name on the sand and they glare it and they say, just as you have done this, that nobody will hear you, I now decree, may you not only be heard, your generation to come will celebrate you in the name of Jesus. By the power in the blood of Jesus, what you are ordained to be, are you still here? Are you still here? Let your divine original begin to show forth in the name of Jesus. What you are born to do, what you are sent here to achieve, let them begin to surface in the name of Jesus Christ. Look at me. Any wrong place you have entered, where they have put label on your body, then sometimes some of you have been to shrine. Then, if Abala was slept with you, you think I know see him? Then, you have been to places, they collected the hair on your head, whatever, wherever you have entered, and they have used you, they have used your back, they have used your body. Today on this altar, let there be restoration in the name of Jesus. And the Lord said concerning you, your time to be lifted has come. Your time to shine has come. Your time to reign has come. Your suffering has ended. Oh my God. Are you here? Your suffering has ended. Your poverty has ended. That thing tormenting you at night, this night, this shall be tormented in the name of Jesus. Those that wish you to die, on this altar I am praying for you, you will hear of their demise in the name of Jesus. They pray for you, the Lord protects everything that concerns you in the name of Jesus. Any messenger of death sent against you, I command that messenger right now to go back and destroy their sender in the name of Jesus. I pray for you as your father today, that a seal in any area of your life, they are hereby broken in the name of the Father. You think it's a joke? I told you how the Nedwam altar is involved. I told you, sacrifice is involved. Abi? I told you. The priest is involved. No, be so? I taught you here now. That is how they do it. I have taught you. Charm might be involved. Curses might be involved. I have prayed for you. The curses are broken. If altars are involved, I am on the altar right now. So on this altar, I reverse the seal over your life. The sacrifices are involved. So on this altar, sacrifices have been laid. Sacrifices even from me. So I command right now, a sacrifice of darkness in my life. They are neutralized in the name of Jesus. And if there is charm involved, any charm that they used to tie you down, today, the charm return back to sender in the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Lord. We give you praise. Please ask for one thing from God. Please ask for one thing from God. Please ask for one thing from God. Ask for one thing from God. Ask for one thing from God. Please ask for one thing from God. people have not touched you, don't go. When I touch you, touch your altar. Parasite of darkness in your body. Today I cause them to leave. Today I cause them to leave. Today I cause them to leave. Any area of life that you are passing through delay, I command delay to disappear. You are free. Touch your tango.
Solution holds every first Wednesday of the month, time 7 a.m. every other Wednesday of the month. Apart from the first Wednesday is our healing service, time 6 p.m. Our Jericho Hour program holds every fourth Saturday of the month, time 7 a.m. Join us every Sunday, our prophetic Super Sunday service, every Sunday by 7:30 a.m. for online radio, podcast, and live streaming of our services. Visit our church website at www.femiakelaministries.com. Subscribe to our daily devotional and take advantage of our platform for our books and messages. You can also enjoy free messages download on our Telegram channel. Join Reverend Femi Akinola Ministries International or search for our handle, Sewing Official. For prayer, counseling, and inquiries, call 0806-460-3022 and 0809-237-7861 or 0806-078-2036. Email contact@femiakinolaministries.com. Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Raising a people of integrity. Power, purpose, and to make power.